Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Who are you?
I'm Sean. I'm hoping you'll be able to help me sort something out.
We're doing some sorting for Sean this morning.
Sean sounds a little, you sound a little hesitant.
It feels like a last resort. I'm just trying to figure, I don't have a high hopes for this, but it's just strange because I thought I had like a really good first date and then
a date. Okay, gotcha.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm not asking for like hitman services. Just
we are of no service there.
So I do have to ask, Sean, are you not having high hopes because you don't think Woody and I can help, or because you think this might be hopeless on your part?
I mean, I've heard enough of your calls that it doesn't end well.
The man's got a point, Nancy.
That's fair.
I mean, we're
that
not good
fair.
At this.
Very good. Okay, well, since you know the drill, let us know what happened.
Yeah, at this point, it's just like, let me get the resolution and feedback, I guess. But maybe you'll make magic happen for a change. I don't know. But so what happened was, we met online. I met Sydney online, and we were texting for a while, fun banter, all that. And then we finally decided to go meet for dinner at TJ Chumps in Fairborn.
Very nice.
Been there.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
And it's great. I was talking up their chicken wings, which are the best. And she'd never been, so I was like, I kept chatting them up, and during the date, she's like loving the chicken wings, and she seemed like she had a great time, nothing, as far as I can recall, nothing strange happened where I'm like, oh no, I talked about that, I shouldn't have done that, or whatever, I don't know why she's not responding to like text or call, I like texted like the next day, hey, that was fun, I'd love to see you again. And then tried like twice more, like 3 days apart, and it's just been all nothing.
Woody, he really sounds really bothered.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel bad for you, Sean. I mean, we have to call Sydney.
And Sean knows we can do that, but
yes,
the rest of it's the ball's in your court. We're going to try to get there for you.
He's going in with low expectations,
so as he should. Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Sean?
All right, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Sean, I'm really glad to know that she ate the chicken wings. You know what I mean? Because sometimes girls on a first date, they try to be all delicate and stuff.
Nibbly,
you know?
And picking around.
Yeah, or maybe, sometimes they're like, oh, yeah, wings sound great, and it turns out they're a vegetarian, but they don't want to tell you.
Is that experience, Sean?
Oh, my God. That didn't happen, did it?
It did once. It's like, just tell me you're a vegetarian. We'll go somewhere else. Why pretend like, oh, sounds great?
We got to help him. This poor guy is having nothing but bad luck with his dating life. Be real quiet, okay? We're going to give Sydney a call.
Okay.
Hello, this is Sydney.
Well, hello, Sydney. Just who we were looking for.
Oh, who's this?
You can't tell by caller ID, girl.
I'm not recognizing the name.
Okay. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the caller ID definitely did not say that.
I'm curious. What did the caller ID say?
It probably said weirdos or something like that. I don't even know.
No, it just says it says some random name.
Oh, okay. What are you doing, Woody?
don't screw
with her.
I'm trying to think of what it would say.
Okay, but at least you answered. So we're calling on behalf of someone you're not answering for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have you heard of Second Date Update?
I have heard you guys do this, yes. I never assumed that I would be on it.
This has been a very fair call.
It has.
We kind of been getting called out on something, but it's legit. And there was a guy named Sean that called us about you.
Okay.
Said you guys went to TJ Chumps in Fairborn. You were loving the chicken wings.
Yeah.
But you weren't loving him so much because you won't answer any of his texts or calls.
Yeah. I think that that sounds kind of like what happened. Yeah, I mean, the wings were great. And honestly, he was kind of like the perfect gentleman. We had a, overall, we had a decent time.
And?
You're hesitating. Right. Just let it out, girl.
Has to be something more.
Come on.
Okay, maybe this sounds a little bit petty, but to me it was kind of a big deal. Something happened repeatedly while we were sitting at the table, and I don't know if he has like a nervous tic or something, but this sounds so embarrassing to say. He just could not keep his finger out of his nose.
What did she say?
No.
Did she say that? Like
yes, he's a grown man picking his nose over and over. Like, he would just pick it, and then he would immediately move his hand underneath the table. Like, he was, I don't know if he was wiping it on the table or, like, rolling it around on his pants. I mean, I grew up with brothers. I know what guys do when they pick their nose. You, like, roll it on your jeans, and then you flick it off.
Oh, my God.
I was nervous the whole time. Maybe it was going to flick onto me from under the table. Like, it was just, it was really gross.
I mean, was he, how many knuckles?
It was, well, I mean, it was the pointer finger, so it's kind of a thick finger, and he was going maybe like a knuckle and a half.
And then he's grabbing his wings with the same finger and eating them?
Oh, God!
I'm just...
Oh, yeah. My God!
Yeah, yes, okay, that would be disturbing.
Was he...
It was not the most sanitary, but also it was very distracting. And again, I don't know if it was something that he does when he's nervous or if that's how he is, but I was very turned off by it.
Did he look at it when he pulled it out?
No, it was like... He would just immediately throw his hand under the table to, again, I don't know what he was, if he was flicking it or wiping it. I have no idea, but
he's right there. You can ask him.
Defend yourself, Sean.
No, that's not what it was. So the week before, I had a runny nose, and I kept blowing my nose, and it was red, and it was dry and itchy, but I wasn't going in. I was bending to not, like, get the nail on the nose because it was itchy, but I didn't want to pick it with the nail because then it could bleed. So I was, like, bending my index finger and hitting it with the second knuckle from the outside.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Scratching it. It's definitely a dry nose outside situation. I'm not going to go digging for gold on a first date. I'm not a monster.
I don't know. It didn't seem like you had a runny nose. Personally, we're only sitting a couple feet away from each other. And I mean, if that's kind of your nervous tic, maybe you don't even notice it. But it was very noticeable to me.
I had a runny nose last week, and then I'm like, it was still like red. It was itchy.
Was it dry or was it runny or was it itchy? You're saying a lot of different things.
It was dry. It was runny the week before. Which
I'm getting grossed out by this. Okay.
Run away, and that now I just had to itch it. It was like an itchy day for a dry nose that used to be runny.
I don't know. It was just a lot. It's not like napkins were unavailable.
Oh my God!
You could have used your nose. There is other options outside of picking your nose repeatedly and then wiping it under the table or flicking. I don't know what you were doing.
Were you wiping?
I wasn't picking it. No, I was scratching it, and I was like getting rid of the scratch but I wasn't picking.
Getting rid of the scratch?
I mean, my nose while I drive on the highway? Yeah, of course, who doesn't? But I'm not going to do it at dinner.
Well, you did. You did do it at dinner.
So dumb.
Let's just go ahead. I mean, Sean sounds upset, but... Well, let's do what we do, Woody,
yeah.
And Sean already knows this is coming, so.
Legally obligated, so we could send you guys back out on a second date where we pick up transportation, we pick up the tab. Both of you guys have to say yes, though, for it to even matter, right, Nancy?
Kind of, yeah. We kind of know the answer to this, Sid, but go ahead. Want to go with him?
My answer is going to stay no, and it's not because I don't think that you are great, Sean. I think that we had an overall decent date, and I think that the conversation was good. I think that, you just have to work on your habits a little bit.
So there's potential there, Sean.
Just not with Sydney. Would you want to go out with her again, Sean?
I mean, look, at least I know why she's not returning the calls. I think it's a dumb reason, and she's misunderstanding what actually happened, and I would prove her wrong. But, you know, she doesn't want to go out again. She doesn't want to go out again. I'm not, you know.
And now everybody knows.
Let's be honest. We usually say sorry to the person that we couldn't get a date with, but Sean went into this knowing that we stink, so. Wait a minute. Everybody knows.
You just finally got that.
Everybody knows.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good one.
I work with the blondest brunette. Those guys knew.
She just stared at me
like, why
are you talking? Yeah. Sorry, Sean.
You guys, sorry about this. Hopefully that you'll be feeling better, Sean.
All right.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.